If everybody take a few seconds and either turn off your phone or put them on vibrate, we'd appreciate it, because we want to make sure everybody that comes here that wants to speak is heard.
Chairman Carlos Baruff gaveled the six-hour session into order with 16 of the 37 commissioners present.
Today's our fourth stop across the state of Florida on the what we call the road to the ballot. We are pretty excited because we've been to four other parts of the state, listened to 600 people at this point.
And with that, Baruff turned over the gavel to the panel's lone member from the Panhandle, former state senator Don Gates of Niceville.
We will hear from everyone who wishes to speak, so we will hold to the two-minute time limit. You'll see your time before you on the screen. I don't mean to be impolite, but when you run out of time, I will thank you, and we'll move on to the next speaker.
One of the 37 proposals getting a great deal of attention is Proposal 88, which would set up a Bill of Rights for residents of assisted living and nursing home facilities in Florida. Speaking against 88 was Judy Lightfoot of Pensacola, a volunteer with the American Senior Alliance.
I'm worried that Proposal 88 would have a bad effect on quality care because it would give attorneys a greater ability to sue nursing homes and assisted living facilities. More lawsuits means money taken away from those facilities and their residents who rely on resources to improve their long-term care services.
Proposal 54 would prohibit the state from limiting the number of specified health care facilities and services through the granting of certificates of need. Dr. John Donovan, a physician involved with hospice care for about a decade, wants an exemption for hospice facilities.
Hospice is one of the few areas of health care that it still has an individualized approach, where patient and family are the most important part of that care plan. Healthcare has changed over time, as we all are familiar with. Hospice still recognize the patient as an individual. Removing the CON would take that away.
One proposal hitting close to home is P91, which would outlaw drilling for oil and gas off the entire coast of Florida. Marjorie Perkison told the CRC that she does not want to see what's happened along the Texas coast happen along Florida's.
We were thinking we were going to a beautiful beach, and when we arrived at our destination, we looked out and saw oil wells out in the Gulf. And the whole water, the whole shore was black. And the sign on the hotel said, please wash off all the oil off your body before you enter the hotel.
The CRC's Proposal 4 would remove the ban against using public revenues in aid of any church, sect, or religious denomination or any sectarian institution. Rick Branch, music minister at First United Methodist Church of Pensacola, spoke in opposition.
The no-aid provision for more than 130 years has ensured that our tax dollars have respected the delineation between the church and the state here in Florida. As a minister at a congregation of more than 3,000 members here in Pensacola, I want to assure you that there is wisdom in keeping the state out of the church and the church out of the state.
Higher education is also represented in the CRC listings. Proposal 83 would, in a nutshell, specify the purposes of the state college system and add it to the state constitution. Speaking for 83 was Herb Wall, who's on the Pensacola State College Board of Trustees.
Throughout the state, we take our role seriously, working not to operationally administer or hamper the work of our educational leaders, but to enhance relationships and to promote the programmatic nimbleness and responsiveness that is the hallmark of Florida's community and state colleges.
The final Constitutional Revision Commission hearings are set for March 5th in Cape Coral and March 13th in St. Petersburg. The panel then has until May 10th to finalize the list of proposed amendments, which will require 60% voter approval. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.